Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. We've got a great show lined up for you.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, now, kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
And Brendan Sprague.
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy Monday, everybody.
How do you like me now?
Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Love is in the air. Life with you by my side is better. Look forward to our journey through life together. We'll get to that at some point in the final hour. Talk a little NFL stuff. It looks like this might actually happen. That's in my notes. So a whole bunch of things to get to. One thing that we have not discussed from the weekend, this happens usually on a Monday. There's so many things that transpire, especially in a weekend in the NCAA tournament where you got games on Friday night that then you don't even really talk about on Monday because the teams play again later that weekend.
It is a weird, yeah.
Just weird. Like the Blazers beat Denver and the Ducks won, but then by the time Monday comes around, none of it really matters.
Lost.
Exactly. It's a different conversation. George Foreman died this weekend.
Yeah, just went right under the radar. Happened during the middle of a Saturday, you know, action. And
yes.
I texted.
You did. I was like, oh my God.
I was watching halftime.
George
and Ernie's
Foreman
like, we have
died.
News in. And I'm like, oh, what's it? George Foreman has died. And I'm
George
like,
Foreman.
What?
R.I.P. George Foreman this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been watching ESPN all morning.
Do you not get the respect he deserved?
Well, I don't know.
For the eulogy he deserves?
I got to be honest with you. I think this is maybe up Swag's wheelhouse a little more than us because, like, I know about the fights and the history of it, but, like, it's the Foreman grill more than it is anything else in our lifetime.
Yeah.
And I've watched ESPN all morning. They're already repeating from the start of their show zero George Foreman stuff.
I mean, the Foreman grill got me through college. I mean, we used that thing constantly in college.
Tons of people had the Foreman grill. It was a great invention.
It was a brilliant invention.
I don't think he invented it, but he was a face of it.
There are few athletes that reach the pinnacle of their sport who pulled off a personality 180 the way George did. When he was first coming up, like Muhammad Ali was just clowning him in the media regularly, and he was kind of a recluse. He was
called him an idiot basically out loud.
and he was thought of this just guy filled with anger and rage and all
big
of those
George Foreman.
Big George Foreman. And then resurrected a career, came back in late in his 40s, eventually won a heavyweight title again late in his career and completely did a 180 on his personality that allowed him to go on and do the Foreman grill and all of that he did in the media later on.
I was thinking of the Blazer games because I'd imagine they
rip,
still play.
Rip, rip, rip,
let's
rip,
grill,
rip,
let's
rip,
grill, rip, let's rip, grill, rip. Let's grill them. I'm like, we still play that, right?
I think that still happens at the end of Blazer game.
Also, ridiculous question, but I think it's a fair one. More known for most Americans as a boxer or the grill?
Probably is the grill.
Probably the
That's
grill.
That's a generational thing.
It
I mean,
has
he
to be
was an Olympic champion.
I know.
Mean,
he
most
was.
People don't know that. But
it's a generational thing, too, because, when was that last heavyweight title that he won in his late 40s? What year would that have been? I mean, he just died at the age of, what, 76?
Yeah.
So you're talking 30
90s?
Years ago?
Yeah.
Early 90s, maybe?
Something like that, early to mid-90s.
So, that was a long time ago. There's a lot of people that don't remember that, myself included. I was too young to, have any memory of George Foreman, the boxer. You see documentaries and you watch old interviews. ESPN Classic Fights. Like, we'll dive into that, but there's no reference there for me. The only reference I have is a college roommate trying to cook hamburger helper on a Foreman grill.
How did you do that?
I didn't do it. He tried to do it. It didn't work out very well.
But, like, how? The noodles, would you get the noodles soft?
It didn't really work, That was the thought. I didn't really know how to cook. Just kind of threw some food on there and thought maybe this will work out.
I heard a story once, I don't know if it ended up being true, that they actually approached Hulk Hogan first about doing that, and he turned it down.
For the Hogan grill?
For the grill.
I've
been
heard
the Hogan
a rumor
grill.
Like
he
that.
Said, he basically was like, no, thanks. And they went to Foreman. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like the guy, like the... whoever invented it or whatever, they were pitching it to all sorts of celebrities, and there were a few that passed on it.
I heard Hulk Hogan was before Foreman, and he said no thank you.
It's like when you hear those actor stories that pass on an all-time great movie trilogy or a chance to be a certain star in a movie, and
Will Smith
in
The Matrix.
Yeah, I said, I don't want to be Neo. That's all right.
I'd rather shoot Wild Wild West.
Oopsies. That one didn't work out too well for
you. 3 months with Salma Hayek's not a bad decision.
I mean, he's doing just fine in life, despite assaulting Chris Rock in front of millions of people, but, you know. Would have made a little bit of
money.
We've moved on.
He said sorry.
Everybody's.
We're still getting jiggy with it.
I digress. So I wanted to get to that from this weekend. George Foreman has passed away at the age of 76. That happened. And it was one of those like, oh, wow, that's.
Well, I texted mainly because I didn't know if you guys were watching at the exact same time.
I was not watching at that time. You were the one who alerted me of George Foreman's death. You broke the news
I got a push alert.
But I just figured it hit you more than it hit us. Because you're just, you got that gap in age where it just.
And I was,
you got to see it a little
bit. I mean, boxing was, MMA was nowhere to be found when I was, I was right.
Boxing
in the
was one of the top sports growing up.
Boxing, amazing.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't consolidate the sport the way that MMA did. And they screwed themselves going to pay-per-view.
Some text coming into the... fan text line 503-864-6326. A good point. George's grill was also responsible for Michael Scott's foot injury. valid point.
You know, funny coincidence.
Sometimes
enough,
I plug in my Foreman grill and I make my bacon in bed, so it smells like bacon.
Hit The Office debuted 20 years ago today on TV, so that's a funny little tie-in.
The Foreman grill's best use was to crisp up your Taco Bell burrito.
That's a good one.
That's a good way to do it. 100%. You get the burrito home, give it a little. Give it a little sear, if you will, to kind of compact all those flavors.
Do you know anybody that didn't own a George Foreman grill at one point in their lives?
Everybody
I've
has
never
used...
owned a George Foreman grill.
Have you ever used a George Foreman grill?
No.
No. Okay.
You've never eaten anything off a Foreman grill?
No. I may have. I might have had
but
a
buddy. Unbeknownst to you.
Wow. But I've never owned a George Foreman grill.
It was actually a good product.
I mean,
no,
it was.
It was a quality product.
It was affordable, and it was a quick and easy way to cook some food.
Man.
Had that little grease tray doing burgers on there.
There was some rumors about him, too, for a while. We confirmed he didn't name every one of his kids, girls and boys, George, right? There are different renditions of it.
Let me see.
Like a Georgina?
That I don't know. I just remember there was
George 1 through 5, I remember hearing that story years ago that all of his kids were just George.
So we have a Frida Foreman, a George Foreman III, George Foreman VI, Georgetta Foreman, George Foreman V, George Foreman IV. I think that is a...
I'm pretty sure all the boys were George.
George loved George.
Yeah, like we got a lot of George Foreman Jr. Yeah.
How do you differentiate George Foreman Jr. and George Foreman IV?
How many? One,
the middle
two,
name?
Three, four, five. Hold on. Six,
but then
seven,
you call
it
Junior.
Eight,
isn't
nine,
that a...
Junior would be the
10,
oldest.
11, 12. We got 12 kids here.
Yeah, he had a lot of kids.
That's a lot of kids.
George Foreman,
man.
George enjoyed being
when
George.
When those grills were selling,
George is getting busy.
George was...
George was cooking. George was cooking.
Oh, yeah, he
that's
was.
That's a lot of kids, man. Damn.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
he had that grill money.
He did have that grill money.
What's he care?
He did have that grill money. It is funny to think about a guy. It's funny that we don't really do that. Do we do that with products anymore where they search for like a celebrity name to be on it? Because you didn't have to
Crypto.
Name it the Foreman Grill.
Crypto.
But, okay, I guess you can do coins for certain...
The President of the United States is actively posting about his crypto coin right now.
He's got his own coin. Yeah. I guess I just don't understand how any of that works. Because it's unique.
Nobody
a lot of
does.
Products...
That's what's so interesting about
easy.
It.
It's not real.
Who's buying all of it? I don't know.
But the fact that his name was on a grill, like, just because they wanted the branding of it. They wanted George Foreman in the commercials to sell the grill, and it became the Foreman Grill.
I give the Paul brothers a lot of credit. I know people hate them, but, like, they've got that Prime Energy drink.
Yeah.
They're not doing commercials, per se, the way that Foreman was doing infomercials.
No, but they're hawking the energy drink.
See, that's what I'm more interested in. Who's the last big celebrity that did the infomercial?
Oh.
Do we still make infomercials, or are all of those at least 15 to 20 years old when you see them?
I think they still make them. I think there's new inventions that come out, and we
Emerald's
still get them.
Still hawking
Is
something.
Emerald still doing one of those?
He's doing that whole... 12-function oven
Why do
thing
I feel like he's
you
doing
cook a whole meal
seal.
In at once
Look at this.
Something.
He can do all of it.
I feel like he's doing a Flex Seal cooking pot in like a
there's
weird
still,
thing.
There's still Flex Seal
well
stuff.
Well for the Flex Seal guy. Isn't that the guy that died? Didn't they have like 37 drugs in his system? Is that Flex Seal guy or am I thinking a different guy?
I think you're thinking of a
different company?
Unless they've pivoted out.
What was the cleaning one?
Yeah, that's who
was that the guy
of?
I'm thinking of?
Guy. I think he was into the drugs.
The
and
ShamWow guy?
ShamWow.
That's who it was.
Did he die in like a plane crash? And they were like, Jesus, this guy had more.
No, I think he died in like a motel with
horse
some ladies.
Tranquilizers in his system. This isn't good.
Holy hell.
I think
man.
They walked in, ShamWow.
He got that ShamWow you know
what
money.
What would be our infomercial? What would we be hawking?
That's a good question, man.
We can take listener suggestions on that. What will we hawk in a 3 a.m. commercial on C-SPAN?
The three of us come up.
Hey, it's Dirk Sprague and Swag here for go get your hands on this product, 503-864-6626.
We did hawk ED pills for a while there.
We did.
We did.
Weren't using
them. Yeah, one of our P1 says, I watch the Golf Channel sometimes at 1 a.m. They're still infomercials.
Yeah, no, I see them.
They're out there.
I see them.
They're out there.
But aren't they like 15 years old? You look at it and you go, that's old.
Yeah. That's I guess there's some of that. can't read some of these. Let's get to, I want to get to the NBA coming up at the bottom of the hour. Blazers.
Tidy whiteys.
Lost yet to Inter.
Restrict the boys. Bring them back together.
Who doesn't love a good skid mark? Like the old days, huh? Make sure they're white. Let's get to Love is in the Air. Did you know Love's in the Air? Love is in the air. And we need to talk about it.
I don't know if we need. Do we need to
we
talk
need
about this?
To talk about love being
the
in
photos
the air.
Are talk. Yeah,
okay. We need to talk about all this. Right. Love is in the air, and we're going to get to it. Also, one coach basically calling out his athletic department for being cheap was my read on
and
this.
And he's been doing this all year.
All year. Just all year talk long. About complaining. This guy just will not stop complaining. So we'll get to that. Love is in the air and complaining. That's next on the fam. All right. Thank you for the correction. ShamWow guy still alive. We killed him off in the last segment. Our apologies for that.
I thought there was a ShamWow version.
Although one of our listeners did say he got arrested for beating up a hooker.
Oh, that's what it was.
So
he's not dead?
It was in the news,
good
but
for him.
Still alive.
Good for him.
We're thinking Billy Mays, the OxyClean guy.
Well, we were close to the clean.
That was close.
I mean, ShamWow.
We were in the ballpark. We're in the ballpark there, but sorry for killing off the ShamWow guy in the last segment. Brett Favre's Copper Fit got sent in.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
but
a pretty good one.
You know, they don't make those anymore.
They don't make those anymore. I also enjoyed
found
this.
He was stealing the Copper Fits from all the old people.
Completely random out of left field text. Morning, fellas. Love his show. Not Foreman related, but it is food related. So, all right, let's read all it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
One night at Oregon, we stole a box of frozen corn dogs and put them in every tailpipe we could find on campus. I'm sure the statute of limitations has run out on that, so probably could have just used that Foreman grill we owned at the time.
You're really funny.
To make the corn dogs.
If one person
I
heard
hope
that,
we have one listener
and it
that
was
had
like,
that.
Dude,
you blew up my tailpipe with a frozen corn dog.
I was wondering who did
that. Give me that guy's number now! Well, look, spring has sprung, we all know that, and on top of that, did you know that love is in the air?
I think Jerry Rice was mad about Brett Favre's news because he ruined the Copper Fit thing for him.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Jerry Rice like, yo.
Without a doubt.
We had a good thing going.
I was running routes, you
I'm
know.
I'm riding your coattails.
This is great. We're getting paid.
I guess he's got to call Frank Thomas now. Oh, see if he can get on some tea.
Ooh,
some
Frank Thomas.
Get him on the T-train, baby.
Dude,
get him on the T-train.
That should be the next infomercial.
Oh, it's the big hurt here.
But you put it on Pornhub, and we show you how it works.
How's your testosterone looking these days? No, big news over the weekend was that love is in the air, ladies and gentlemen.
This is not big news.
Love is in the air.
We don't need to talk
break.
About
hold on,
this.
Wait. Give me a second here. Hold on.
Really? Was he at the balance bar? Because I saw Justin Thomas choke.
Yeah, he did. How about Victor Hovland winning this weekend after shooting like a 97 at the Players 2 weeks ago?
I thought that was hilarious that he won because a week ago, Dirt was like, anybody seen Victor Hovland lately?
I mean, he's been horrible.
I know, and then he won the balance
bar. And then
bar.
He won this weekend. Yeah. He won the balance bar. I was not watching, but he won the balance bar this weekend.
You didn't watch any of it?
I didn't watch any of it, no.
I actually turned some of it on
did
Saturday.
Did you really?
All right. Yeah, some of those games were terrible.
Yeah, the tournament has been pretty crappy. Big news out of the weekend was that Tiger Woods has officially announced his relationship with Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife.
No, and ex-daughter-in-law.
Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife.
Oh, Donald, yeah, Donald
yes,
Trump Jr.
Donald Trump's yes. ex-daughter-in-law.
Boy, you confused me the
you
way you
really
said
threw
that.
Me off there for a second. I'm like,
I had to do math in my head. I'm like, hold on, I thought he
wait
just said that.
I thought that's what I said. I think I was right on that.
Didn't hear the junior. I just heard Trump.
No, yeah, Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. The mother of the granddaughter who or daughter, whatever, who is like a good golfer, I guess. She's going to like Miami. Anyways, this was reported that they were dating like 2-3 weeks ago. And Tiger Woods felt the need to send out a public statement on this and then follow up by asking for privacy. And if you haven't seen the photos, one of them looks like an awkward meet and greet photo. Like it's like a celebrity thing. And there's a, you know, hey,
you pay to get a picture.
You pay 25
with somebody,
bucks. Yeah. You go get your celebrity, you know, your photo with this musician or whatever. Hey, it's before your concert. Can I take your photo?
Hmm.
That's photo number one. Photo number two It looks like Tiger Woods is dead.
It's got the sunglasses Tiger look.
He's laying in a hammock. Yeah. He's got sunglasses on, obviously not moving because it's a photo, but he's just kind of laying there lifeless, and she's awkwardly cuddling him. Mm. And the tweet reads, "Love is in the air, and life is better with you by my side. We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we would appreciate privacy for all those close to our hearts." Nothing like announcing you're dating the ex-wife of the president's son and then asking for privacy.
Well,
instead of just keeping this private, this guy that stays on his... Yeah. Compound. He never leaves. He didn't do anything in public.
He didn't post this, by the way.
No, he didn't. But the fact that his team felt the need to do this is pretty funny.
Well,
to
I
me.
Guess I'm asking, why did he need the? Why I don't did he feel know the need to do that.
I have no clue. That's why it was hilarious. And then asking, hey, by the way, I'm dating Don Jr.'s ex-wife. Please respect our privacy here.
Well, I mean, like, what's the question?
I don't know,
Tiger.
Don't know.
We got so many of them.
How's your Achilles going, man?
Do you trust that this is? I mean. I mean,
he's got a thing going where it just doesn't last.
It doesn't last very long, no. The last one didn't end very well. Remember, he had to remove
yeah,
the,
she was
the
trying
locks
to take money from him, and she was, yeah, going yeah. a little crazy.
All
on
those
him.
Lawsuits eventually got dropped, but that yeah. one didn't end very well. Although she was around for a while. She was at some events walking the course.
I thought it was a pretty serious thing, and then it was like, it just came out of left field. She won't leave the facility. No, she's trying to get in the house. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to change the locks. We're going to fire you from your job, and you're going to go ahead and take this severance money, and you're not going to file any charges against us.
I always wondered if he'd get back with Elon, but I think that ship sailed many a year ago.
Here's
I think
that ship
was
sailed.
Like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
So love is in the air, and I wanted to shout that out. How about somebody who continues to complain about the place that he works at? And at what point, I would just tell him, like, why don't you go find a different job? UCLA lost this weekend.
Boy, Tennessee does look good, but UCLA looked mighty bad in that game.
Not a good game. I watched maybe 5 minutes of that game. I just, nothing compelling about it. It wasn't very relatively close. Felt like it was a pretty easy outcome to see it in the first half.
Yeah, that was the UCLA team I thought was going to lose to Utah State. That was one of yes. my two losses in the entire first round.
Yes.
As I took Utah State and UCLA beat them handedly. Man, I wanted that game to be good. It was terrible.
And then in the aftermath, they asked Mick Cronin, like, hey, are you already got your eyes set on next year? How's that off-season plan going to shape out? And here was Mick Cronin's response.
Backward. Right now, guys, it's 12:40 a.m. and our season just ended. That's it. You're going to ask me about next year? Right now, my biggest concern is how bad the seats are on the Allegiant flight on that terrible plane that we're going to have to fly home tomorrow.
The school bus.
The cheese. The plane version of the cheese.
Hang in there.
And is there any chance that Doug got me some hot food because I don't eat on game day, that I got something edible. Not next year, not right now, guys.
That's Mick Cronin after his team lost.
He has complained all year.
All
He's
year.
Throwing his team under the bus.
That
He's...
is a chartered team flight, by the way, that they're not flying on.
Well, I will say, no, the NCAA arranges the charters yeah. in the tournament.
Okay, but I'm saying he's not flying on like a normal elite. He's not going to the airport and going through security, I would
no,
imagine, with his
it's
team.
It's a charter.
It's a chartered flight.
But it's not.
Also, he's like 5'5". What is he complaining about? Bad seats?
Yeah, dude,
I just
look.
Pick him up and give him a hug.
As a fellow small, uncomfortable leg room seats on, like, that's not a thing for us.
Maybe he's not small. I've never seen Mick Cronin
Dude,
in person.
Dude, he's definitely small.
But he wears suits that make him look small.
He is tiny.
He has to be.
He is tiny. His also yeah. annual salary is $4 million a year.
He's coaching UCLA. What are we complaining about here, buddy?
Yeah, I just...
I will say, you can hate Dan Hurley. I totally get it. The
He's listed at 5'7", which means he's 5'6".
Probably, yes. Yeah. At least Dan Hurley isn't necessarily doing something. Like, this is a different annoyance to me. This yeah. is, I don't like this.
I don't like this at all.
Like, your life is pretty good. You're a coach of one of the best blue bloods of the sport's history. You're complaining about your flight?
Yeah.
Come on.
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
I've never flown Allegiant, by the way.
Neither have I. I've never been on an Allegiant flight.
What were the yellow planes? Spirit.
Spirit.
I've never been on
is
Spirit
the
Airlines.
Frontier is the green ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like, I understand that I'm sure some planes are more comfortable than others. I have flown on better planes than other planes, and that UCLA didn't book this charter. It was booked by the NCAA. You're on a plane with your team and your staff.
Yeah, just so
how
you
bad
wanna,
could it be? I don't know. Yeah. That's my follow up here.
Okay, you're telling me they're not as comfortable as like a first class seat on Alaska? Okay. It's not like you're sitting in the middle seat in row 27.
Sandwiched
next to the fat ass who keeps taking dumps in the back toilet. Like you're on a chartered flight with your team.
Probably at the front of the plane.
Probably at the front
with
of the plane.
Most leg room.
With his own row.
And your legs
are just, he's 5'6". His feet don't even touch the ground. What are you complaining about?
I know.
I just, yeah, this is another level of complaining of you wanted your team to be in a bigger conference. Half the damn Big Ten made it into the tournament. And now it's, well, we got to go all the way to Rutgers to play our games.
Swag, have you been next to Mick Cronin in person?
Leave the job. Go coach Sacramento State then.
No. Oh. I don't remember being, no, I'm trying
if he's
to think.
Listed at 5'7", I tend to
there's
want
no
to say
chance he's 5'7".
Yeah.
No chance he's 5'7".
Probably not.
Not a chance in hell. So Mick Cronin continues to complain. His little legs couldn't touch the ground, but doesn't want to fly Allegiant on his way back.
By the way, there's one listener that says, I heard rumors that Hogan didn't turn down the grill, but there was a miscommunication with his agent.
Ah.
But that listener is also saying, if it came from Hulk Hogan, that means it's probably a lie, and he turned it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Hulk Hogan is a notoriously big liar.
Yes, he is.
A racist liar.
Yes, he is, both on both accounts. Let's talk a little bit of NBA, shall we? The Blazers played a couple of games over the weekend, and we had some stats out of what the, or there's some seeding updates on what the 10 seed looks like. We'll dive into that. The weekend in the NBA, also the matchups that are coming up later on tonight. That is next. All right, welcome back in. Funny news, considering the conversation we were having earlier. We have a poll question up. Do you wish that there were more Cinderellas left in the NCAA tournament? You can go vote on that. Everybody's proclaiming, you know, the death of the Cinderella. We had David Cobb on earlier. He said, it's not the death of the Cinderella. They're just taking a nap. They'll be back next year. So all this time will tell.
Well, the Cinderella, to me, it elicits a school not in the major power conference. And makes at least the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Like Robert Morris beating Bama in round one, that's a fun, hey, look at that. Who thought the 15 would beat the 2? But if they lose the next game in the round of 32, it's not a Cinderella.
Fair.
An upset, yes. Cinderella has to get to a 16, cannot be in a power conference.
I agree with that assessment. The closest we got this year was Colorado State, who lost on a buzzer beater to Maryland yesterday. And it was just announced that their head coach is leaving for Minnesota. So Drake was an 11 seed in the tournament. Hey, look at the Drake. Here comes the Drake. Their coach, I believe, is heading to Iowa.
By the way,
we have this guy going to Minnesota.
Just got hired to replace DeVries.
He did.
Who just left West Virginia for Indiana.
Who was at West Virginia for a year.
Drake will be on their third coach in three seasons.
God. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Colorado State built that program. Medved built that program up.
Nico Medved.
And did a great job by all reports.
51 years old.
And I don't blame him at all because I've been to Minneapolis. If you can deal with snow, Minneapolis is a dope city.
Yeah, it further solidifies the argument maybe that some of these teams, not that coaches bouncing for bigger jobs is a new thing. That's always existed in college athletics.
But it feels like it's just as much happening, as angry as people are at players, not at players, but about players leaving. It feels like it's happening just as much with the coaches right now as it ever has.
Three of the last 4 years, Colorado State has been in the tournament. They won a game this year and damn near were in the Sweet 16 this year. But now they're going to be looking for a new head coach. So just kind of a funny connection to an earlier segment. We'll answer the poll questions coming up here in a moment. Your Portland Trailblazers played a game yesterday. Did we watch the 3 p.m. tip? Were we on tournament? Dual screening?
I had it on the secondary screen.
Okay, so no golf or anything else for you tomorrow? Yesterday?
I was in tournament mode, okay. and yeah, I flipped that on. I watched the Pilots women's game at 1 on the second screen, and then that, and then, yeah, whatever else was on
later.
I
had the Blazer game on the big screen because I had the antenna.
Yeah, you got to have the antenna.
So I put the tournament on the iPad, and I just had the multi-view on the YouTube TV, which I will say, I'm not proud to admit this, but I'm also telling you kind of worked. I had it on the 3-cam multi-view for the Duck game because there was another game before that.
There was. It was wrapping up.
And there was another game on True TV as well.
Yeah.
But two of the three were done. So the Oregon-Arizona game, I left it on the multi-view. And I will tell you, Air came on, the Damon Affleck Nike Jordan movie.
Ah.
It came on a True TV, and I just left it on the triple view, and there was AEW wrestling above it.
You had Air, AEW wrestling in Oregon, Arizona.
And I was watching Oregon, Arizona.
I don't think you were. I think you were watching Air.
No. Well, anytime they went to review, I went over to Air, and I'm like, this is a nice little rewatchable movie.
Yeah, this is great. Look at that. Affleck and Damon again.
I don't know how good Damon comes across as Sonny Vaccaro. Doesn't seem like a very good Sonny Vaccaro.
Right.
Or Affleck as a Phil Knight, but I really enjoyed rewatching it.
That's funny. Well, Friday night, there was the Blazer outcome that they desperately needed if you want them to make the playoffs, because somehow, some way, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Did you guys know that on Friday night,
both the Suns and Mavs won?
The Dallas Mavericks winning a game was shocking
to me.
Pistons
is a really big upset.
They beat Detroit. Detroit's a good team. And then Phoenix beat Cleveland. Who's supposed? What happened to Cleveland? What happened to your god in the East, Jason Swigart?
Four-game losing streak.
Four games in a row?
4 out of 5. They just beat the
four
Jazz.
4 out of 5. Oh, yeah. Okay. Doesn't count. That's a 4-game losing streak. We'll call it that.
Certainly doesn't count.
They're sinking like a stone. They can't even beat Kevin Durant in Phoenix right now.
Just recalibrating for the
Look,
playoffs.
The Celtics are going to steamroll the Eastern Conference. I think we all know that.
What'd their price go up to now?
Oh, we can look. I'll look that up in future. So they did. I mean, if you want them to make the playoff, they desperately had to win on Friday. They did. Can we just have a quick thought experiment? So they beat Denver 128-109.
Murray ended up playing in that
Murray
one,
ended up playing, and Gordon ended up playing. I think both of them were game time decisions, but Jokic did not play in the game. Mm-hmm. What did Portland not have on Friday night? They didn't have a starting center.
Oh, yeah, they went small ball.
They didn't have Klingon. He was out. Their starting lineup was Scoot Shaden, Denny, Chris Murray, and Kamara.
Denny was basically the center.
Can we have the fun thought experiment of if Jokic had played in that game, what would his line have been?
Oh, I mean,
ooh.
45.
Without even, it's not that any 10. Center 20, can 20? Even stop him. Like, nobody can stop him. But
might
let alone
a quadruple double.
Let alone a team without a starting
10
center.
Blocks, 50, Denny, 20, 20, and 10.
Who you put Kamara on him to start the game? Would that be your match? You Denny?
Alternate between Denny and Kamara.
Denny and Kamara. Got to trade that off a little bit. I just had that fun thought. They ended up beating Denver on Friday night. Nice little win for those of you who are rooting for that. And then they played the Celtics yesterday, also shorthanded. Peyton Pritchard continued his great year. He had a nice game. And, Boston was in control basically throughout. It was never really a game.
Kind of toyed with them, it felt like, for most of the way.
Yeah, a couple of moments there where you're like, hey, they cut it down to 7, and it's back up to 13. Just never really felt like a legitimate chance. And so nobody else that Portland's battling for in playoff seeding was active yesterday. So they fall yesterday.
Yeah, the Suns and Mavs are in action tonight.
Who the Mavs have?
The Lakers.
They have the Lakers.
Lakers coming off a bad loss to the Bulls.
Depends on who's suiting up for them.
Well, LeBron just came back.
Phoenix has the Bucks at home.
And Phoenix, to Swag's credit, Phoenix, been respectable the last couple
games.
They're
just going to stumble into
enough
wins.
Wait, who'd you say? Dallas has Brooklyn tonight.
Oh, I thought they had the Lakers.
No, Dallas, sorry. Lakers and Orlando are playing at 4 o'clock on NBA TV,
see,
according to my ESPN scoreboard.
Gotcha. I'm not so much in play-in mode stuff right now because that gap is, what is it, 3 games? 3.5 games?
Two and a half.
Well, that's why tonight, I mean, if Dallas loses in Brooklyn, which they could, although they're a slight favorite because Brooklyn's terrible, and Phoenix could lose to Milwaukee, you would be 2 games behind both of them.
And I know playing at home for Portland's everything for them versus playing on the road. They had their last game against Cleveland at Cleveland was really stinking good. We'll see what happens in that. I'm more just curious, are they going to stay in that 11-12 range for the lottery?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how, as maybe crappy as we think the tournament's been, or lackluster, how are we not watching these prospects? How did you not... Even if you didn't watch the whole game, how are you not interested to see Edgecombe and Flagg? Those are two players that are going to be in the top 5. And that's where we thought this team would be. And so now Swag's during a break like, is Derek Queen likely for them at 11? And I'm like, the guy that got away with the travel. I don't know. I'm so curious. Denny's playing out of his mind. Go look at his stats the last, like, 6-7 games.
Pretty impressive.
He's unbelievable.
Yep.
But is this just a hot streak? Or are we buying this as Denny Avdia now? Scoot, it's been very up and down since the Knick game.
In the month of March, Denny Avdia is averaging 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists a game.
That's
He's shooting
great.
51% from the floor and 48% from 3.
I mean, that's, that's
in the
amazing.
Month of March, and it's the month is almost
the
over.
The month is basically over. Yeah. So he's played exceptional basketball. And then everything else around it is just still kind of a big question mark. So I'm more looking at odds and where they're at in the odds. And it feels like they're going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to win against the bad teams because they won't be out-tanked. they're going to maybe pull a couple upsets at home like they just did with Denver, maybe Cleveland tomorrow.
Cleveland's not playing great ball right now.
And then just hover in that 11-12 range. And, you know, you could play the lottery game as much as you want. The odds are just not in any way in your favor.
Odds are not in your favor. Swag also asked a question on Cleveland and their price in the East. It has not changed much. I can't remember what it was last time I gave it to you. They're still a plus 210 to win the Eastern Conference. So
it's been about that for a long time.
Hasn't moved much. Boston's a minus 120 to win the Eastern Conference. OKC remains the overwhelming favorite to win the West. Denver plus 600. Lakers plus 700. If you like the Warriors, you can get plus 750 money on them. So decent value bets there, depending on how you feel about the East and West races.
Is Con Knipple going to change everything for Portland?
I mean, we haven't had a nipple in a while.
Mm. What about a Knipple? Why have a nipple when you could have a Knipple?
I think he's going to be our MVP.
Sounds about right.
Should we bring him in? So we'll see how Dallas and Phoenix do tonight. The gap right now in the 10-seed race, 2.5 games. Your Portland Trail Blazers lost to the Boston Celtics, the shorthanded Boston Celtics yesterday.
By the way, this has us drafting at number 11. They have the kid from BYU falling to 11, and he's been really good.
That's his name again?
Demon.
Demon. Igor Demon.
We need an Igor with a Danny.
Igor Demon.
Igor Demon.
I mean, that's a pretty cool name.
Igor make basket.
Igor. give Igor ball. I do like hearing, give Igor ball.
I mean, it makes you feel a little bit better drafting an Igor.
I mean, have you watched him?
Yeah, BYU's been one of the stories of the tournament.
He's kind of another version of Denny. He can handle the rock a little bit, create his own shot. Yeah. He hasn't shot well from the season from three, but he's been hot or better, I would say, during the tournament. I wouldn't be all that upset if they ended up with an Igor Demon.
Yeah, well, let's close it up with two other local teams going down over the weekend. An update to your poll questions and final thoughts as we wrap it up on a Monday next on The Fan. Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but Major League Baseball opening day is on Thursday.
Well, no, it's not. Pot deux.
Tomorrow, Rick Riz is going to join the show.
The Rizzer.
The Rizzer will be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
First off, I want to make sure he's okay. How you doing, Rick? Is he all right? You know, he took the foul ball to the head.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
We've played the audio many a times. We will not do it during the interview. No. But he will be on the show tomorrow.
Well, I'm more curious, like, that incident, you survive it, you're okay, you go on, you come back to broadcast. Did he have a moment where he heard it and he kind of chuckles and goes, I'm glad I'm all right?
Yeah, did you chuckle at the audio?
Or does he hear it and then just kind of, you know, I don't want to relive that moment.
A little PTSD maybe. It probably hurt.
Also, his co-host, his co-worker.
Yeah, we got to call him out. How do you not go to break sooner? Your dude just got hit in the head by, it's a spring training game. Nobody cares. Okay, go to commercial in the middle of the inning. We'll come back, miss a couple outs. You'll be fine. You'll be all right. The Mariners, by the way, released Mitch Haniger yesterday. That was their big news of the week.
M's fans really wanted that to happen.
They did. He's, you know, has not been able to stay healthy, breaking news in quite some time. So that was your Mariner news. Rick Riz will join the show coming up tomorrow. I have a couple of lingering things. I'm probably going to holster it. You're going to be out the next 3 days.
I am. I'm going to Bend.
It's spring break for the Sprague household. You guys going to do anything fun or just kind of powwow around town?
We got a nice place near downtown Bend.
Okay.
According to the weather app, last I checked, we got 70-degree weather for three straight days.
It's going to be beautiful today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
Probably
so it should be really nice.
Probably going to get sunburned.
There you go. It's a good thing to do.
Well, you know, we'll do the cheesy kind of touristy Smith Rock hike.
Yeah.
But also meander about. We got no real concrete plans.
It's a good feeling when you go on vacation. You got nowhere to be, nothing to do.
Just no obligations.
Where does the wind take? What do we want to do today?
Exactly.
The world is your oyster.
I know.
Or your Chesapeake Bay Sock.
It'll be nice to get away. We don't get away very often for spring break. And so we just decided, you know, it's a couple days.
So I got a couple things I'm going to holster for the show tomorrow, including the Colorado-Syracuse thing. Looks like it's actually going to happen. That happened.
I read about that this weekend.
Looks like it might happen.
Well, what's the NCAA going to do?
I mean, they could come out and
is there a pee down is there
Cheerios,
no specific rule?
No, you're not supposed to do this.
You're not supposed
you're not
to do
supposed
this.
Supposed to, but is they, there a rule banning?
I believe there is.
Oh, okay.
If I read correctly,
yeah.
But they don't care about the rules because they do what they want.
They're kind of doing like, we filed the paperwork, we have all the insurance, whatever we need. Like, we're gonna do this. So, are you gonna stop us? Are you really gonna stop us?
Which would mean you buy a Prime sweatshirt.
I would have to buy if this takes place. I will buy a Prime sweatshirt.
You won't regret it.
Or sunglasses. I haven't decided yet. Sweatshirt or sunglasses. We'll see.
Which one do you think you look better in? You probably would rather wear the glasses sweatshirt. Because the sweatshirt would be too much Colorado Dion merch,
it's a little in your
on
face.
His body.
Yeah, the sunglasses you could kind of hide more of like, hey, what are those? I don't know. I just got them. They were a gift. I could lie to somebody.
Like I wore the Prime hoodie multiple times at Hood to Coast, and I told you I got stopped multiple times. Hey. And I was like, no, I'm actually not. I just think he's great for the sport.
What?
You a Colorado fan?
That's good. That's my worst night. Having to walk around and people talking Colorado football with me would be my nightmare.
But yeah, we made him piss blood.
Damn right we did.
You got to learn today.
So I'll save that. And Aaron Rodgers is doing the Aaron Rodgers thing again. So that's fun to talk about.
Oh, I bet you're just itching to talk
just
about
clamoring.
Aaron Rodgers. I'm serious. I don't know if I'd be more depressed than being Pittsburgh. I think I'd rather be Cleveland.
That's a bold take.
Dude, Pittsburgh has enough talent to be a contender.
They do.
But they're never taking their quarterback position seriously.
No, they're not.
What league are they in?
No, they're not. Do you wish there were more Cinderellas left in the NCAA tournament? Early returns on this. 61% of you say yes. More upsets. 39% of you say no. Give me the best teams available. So, interesting split on that. One other thing to keep an eye on in the notes, and we'll see if we talk about it tomorrow, if there'll be any audio, but the hearing for SB 110, the bill that gives the $800 million from player salary taxes to the Portland Diamond Project to build their stadium, that hearing is going down today. So, we'll keep an eye on that and see how that goes. Could be big news for the effort to bring Major League Baseball to Portland later on this afternoon. Have a wonderful vacation, Bob.
Thank you.
Enjoy Central Oregon. Be back Friday.
It's going to be a weird schedule for me.
It's a very weird schedule.
I know.
One day, 3 day, one day.
Yeah, but, hey, I know.
2 1-day work weeks aren't bad, surrounded by some days off. So Sprague will be back Friday. We'll be here tomorrow. That will do it for us. We'll have Rick Riz on the show tomorrow at 7:30. David Cobb was on today. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next, listening to 1080 The Fan.